What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man. One, two, three, go!
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
Go! 47-7 redemption last night for the Glenn Academy Red Terriers as they take down the defending state champs, the Allatoona Buccaneers, in a game that looked like at the very beginning, Allatoona put together a nice little drive. They shanked a field goal after that, and from that point forward, game over.
It was done. Dunsky. It had to feel good for Glenn. You know, I know it doesn't change anything from last year. Allatoona still wins the state championship in 2015 with players from other areas, but we'll move on. Yeah. but it just had to be good closure for the kids from this team, for the coaching staff, Coach Hidalgo. I know he didn't really get into all that part of it, but, and you know what? It felt good to a lot of those kids that were on the sideline that came back for the game yesterday to watch, and just had to feel good for those kids.
And that's, you know, that was a class move by Coach Hidalgo. Those kids that were seniors last year that went to that state final game and lost in the championship against Allatoona, he extended invitations to all those kids that were still around to come out to the game, be on the sideline to watch the game, and they ended up watching Glenn Academy just completely dismantle Allatoona. It was 20-0 at the half. I believe it was 40-0 going into the fourth quarter, and they put the defending state champions on a running clock.
That was and that's the thing about this Glenn Academy team that I have been saying this whole time. The Glenn Academy is more explosive this year, especially offensively. They have more explosiveness with Jernigan in there for a full year. DJ Dallas has become a true quarterback. As witnessed by that great 45-50-yard pass that he had for the first score for Glenn Academy. He's making great reads in the run game as far as, you know, handing the ball off to a Kendall Cross up the middle between the tackles, holding it, keeping it, taking it to the outside, or the pitch man with Jernigan or Devin Peacock. Kids like that. I think this offense is more explosive, and you can't overlook the defense. The defense has stepped up their game. The defense has been, I would say, more dominant than last year's as well. It's just a problem for opposing teams to come in. There's no real way to really attack this Glenn Academy team right now, especially from the defensive side. Glenn's coming through. They have, like I said, the air game. They got the running game going on. And then if you come in and try to how you attack the defense, if you go wide, I think there's a little bit more speed on the outside. The linebackers have kind of grown up as far as filling the role of being the dominant tacklers on the team. The defensive line, I think, is a little deeper than last year as well. It's just something that it's a tough team to really get a good read on, and I think they're kind of – I think they're being a little bit overlooked, honestly, around the state. From everything I saw, Allatoona was actually expected to win that game last night by some of the Atlanta area pundits, anyway. I'll put it that way. I don't know how they expected that. I guess they just didn't see. I guess they didn't see Glenn Academy play much because we're down here on the coast, not up in Atlanta. But I had no question that Glenn Academy would win that game last night. I really thought they would win. I didn't necessarily think they'd win by 40, but I had no doubts that they would win the game.
Yeah, complete disrespect from, I guess, what would be considered a lot of the Atlanta area papers. They all pretty much picked Allatoona. And then in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, yeah, I mean, I'm going to call them out on the air. You know, they actually misquoted DJ Dallas's name, who, in case you're, you know, not familiar with DJ, has been listed as one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the entire state of Georgia. He's committed to go to Miami. He's a top-notch recruit nationally, and they misquoted his name in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Said he was Tyshawn Wallace. I'm not sure who that is. Not sure he's related to Marcellus Wallace, but I don't know how you missed that. You missed the top, you know, one of the top players in the Southeast, and missed their name. I don't quite understand that, but it's all right. Just keep forgetting about us down in the Southeast here.
Yeah. So some other games in Glen Academy's region that their bracket, their classification that's going on from last night. Northside Warner Robins, who will be next for Glen Academy, beats Hughes 38-10. Northside will come down to Glen County Stadium and play that football game. Coffee County takes down another higher seed. Remember, Coffee County got in as a 4 seed. They took out the number 1 seed in the first round. Well, this time they take down a number 2 in Alexander, 42-34. They'll move on to the Elite Eight. They'll get Dalton, who is a very, very good football team. That will be Coffee's toughest test to date in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Valdosta rolls Northgate, who... Look, you know, sometimes you just got to eat some crow, man. I think Northgate to be in the Final Four again and to be in the championship game. Northgate, of course, was in the Final Four last year and lost to Alatoona. Well, Valdosta dismantled them. 35 rock.
Would that be a skull drugging?
Really?
I mean, you know.
This has been another awkward moment from Drayton Hogarth.
Stevenson advances past Tukula. Tukula was a number 1. Stevenson will play Valdosta, and Tucker and Mays will meet in the Elite Eight on the other side of the bracket. So essentially, there's what you're going to have. Tucker Mays on one side. Glenn and Northside Warner Robins are on that same side. So the winner of Glenn and Northside Warner Robins will play the winner of Tucker and Mays. The winner on the other side of Stevenson and Valdosta will play the winner of Dalton and Coffee. So of the 8 teams that are left, three are still from South Georgia.
Yeah, and I think this 6A classification really has some of the best matchups left in the entire state. I mean, there, you know, there's obviously you have Grayson and Colquitt coming up as well, but as far as the entire bracket, there's some really intriguing matchups, in my opinion, coming up this weekend.
Give me your outtake, your outlook on Glenn, obviously, because we're in this market. Glenn, Northside, Warner Robins.
Mm-hmm. Glenn's got to be ready. They've got to be ready for the run game. I think we were talking about it before the show here. You know, Northside's been here before. They're a program that is used to being in big games like this, so they're not going to be intimidated by coming down to Glenn County and playing a big-time opponent. They're going to line up and you know, just come at you between the tackles, and if you could stop it, they're going to tip your hat to you most likely, because they don't think they can be stopped most likely. But again, like I was saying earlier, I think with Glen Academy's defense, I think they've improved on both sides of the ball from last year's team. I really do. You know, I've heard some people say that they're not as they don't think this year's team is as good as last year's. I'm not quite of that mindset right now. I think there's more explosiveness. Now Northside's going to have athletes. You know this, Jason. That's a program that is loaded pretty much every year and challenges for a state championship every year. It's going to be a tough game, but I really think Glenn has a very good chance to win this game. I mean, just because of their diversity and explosiveness on the offensive side of the ball.
It's going to be a really good football game. It's going to be two physical football teams trying to run the ball at each other. The winner of that game, whoever wins that football game will do this to win. The defense will limit the other team's running game.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wins that battle wins that game. So essentially, it's going to be put on the defense, because both offenses can score. Now, Glen Academy's offense is probably a little more dynamic than Northside Warner Robins. I mean, all day long, I'll give you that. But their defense is really good, Northside's is, as is Glenn's. Both teams want to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
And so whichever defense can stand up and limit the running game of the other team's offense, I think they give themselves a huge advantage in that football game and probably come out with a W.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glen County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
We got your game, we got your game, we got your game, got Don't forget $5 Friday. The small price is a big reason to cruise the Emerald Princess on Friday. Just $5 gets you all the Vegas-style thrills you can handle. Yes, $5 Fridays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please join us in our new Calypso Bar and Club every Friday and Saturday night and get things heated up on the dance floor.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsley, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Joining us live on the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline, we teased this a little earlier in the show, and so here he is, high school football legend, Tommy Palmer. Tommy, thanks for coming on and taking the time.
Legend, huh? Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Good to be with you.
Sure. Of course, for those of you that live under a rock, Tommy Palmer probably has the most successful high school football show in the state of Georgia, and his opinion matters very much when it comes to high school football. And so, Tommy, with that being said, we're just going to jump right in. I'm sure you had a chance to look at the scores from last night. Was there anything around the state that caught your eye that you were a little surprised by?
Yeah, I thought Lowndes would play really well at Norcross, but I had no idea they'd light them up for 57 after scoring 92 last week. And right now, Lowndes and Colquitt, And everybody in the South, when you take a look at it, even Glen Academy, and not just saying even Glen Academy, but everybody in the South seemed to have a good night last night. The folks over at Pierce played well. And, you know, other than the two teams at Savannah that I thought had really played well, Jenkins and Savannah High School, everybody in the southern portion of the state had a good night last night.
No doubt. Now, of course, the matchup, the Glen Academy win last night, leads to a matchup this week against Northside Warner Robins. How do you kind of see that game playing out with Northside coming down here to Glen County?
Well, I really don't know, but I will say this. When you take a look at the, some folks call them the Great Eight, I call them the Elite Eight. If you take a look at Region 1, 6A, you still got Valdosta, Northside Warner Robins, and the number four team in there, Coffey's still playing. The only team gone is Lee County. So when you have three out of the eight, that tells you that's a bad boy region. They're just as good as advertised. And Northside Warner Robins has a tremendous tradition. I have seen them for years, many years. They know how to win. It's not a problem for them, you know, traveling and things like that. But they're a good football team, and I'm sure it's going to be a great football game, no doubt in my mind. But get there early because it's going to be standing room only, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Definitely. Tommy, you know about the Glenn Academy program and the job that Rocky Hidalgo has done down here since he came down from Walton in his third year now. He has gotten Glenn Academy once again into another deep playoff run, where before Glenn Academy just wasn't a program that made those deep playoff runs. How does that news travel around the state? Have folks taken notice of that?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think probably their visit to the Dome last year probably enlightened the true football fan to what Glenn Academy football is. And it was my feeling after watching the football game that Glenn Academy probably would have won the state championship last year had not DJ Dallas got hurt in the first half. I thought that hurt them really bad in that football game, and that's the same team they lit up last night, if you remember. And of course, it was not the same Alatoona that we saw last year, but last night was a good indication of how far Glenn Academy has come, and I see this continuing. There's never been a problem with talent at Glenn Academy, at Frederica, Brunswick, in that area. It's just getting the right pieces in place, and I think Rocky Hidalgo has done a great job of that. I think the weight program he's put in down there, I think they've had some real improvements in facilities, and I think that helps. It is bigger, faster, stronger. You got to have good athletes, and they've got to be stronger than anybody else and a little more athletic, because it is definitely a different game out there now.
I think if coming into this weekend, probably the biggest matchup on paper anyway has to be Colquitt and Grayson. I mean, talk about, you know, two teams that really kind of do it different ways. Grayson is loaded with talent. Colquitt has talent, but it seems like it's more of a system. Is that going to be the biggest game of the weekend in your opinion?
There are at this point in the season, and just in my opinion, there are big games in every classification. Now that's going to be one of the bigger games. But if you were going to get Colquitt, you probably should have gotten them earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Because I believe they've won 8 in a row now, or either 9 in a row. I can't remember which, but I know it had to be 8 in a row. So they've won 8 in a row. And if you go back and you take a look at their first 3 football games, they lost to some really good football games, teams, but, Mill Creek is great. Roswell is good. Grayson is good. All those guys up in that area are really good football teams. But Colquitt is playing really well last night. They kind of lit up Brookwood again last night, 66. So, you know, it could be another one of those track meets. And look at Lowndes and the way they're playing out of that region and what they did to a really good Norcross team that was averaging giving up 11 points. They lit them up for 57 last night. And if you remember, just a couple of weeks ago, Colquitt and Lowndes played to a 42-35 football game. So, you know, I think it's going to be a great football game. No doubt in my mind, Colquitt and Grayson is going to be a really good football game. Grayson has great players, but now Colquitt is experienced. They've got a great freshman running back and a great sophomore running back, and they're well balanced. You know, sometimes enthusiasm and belief of a program can beat super talent.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Watermarks Printing, Brunswick Mower Supply, and M&B Liquors. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline, high school football legend Tommy Palmer, giving us his take on the high school football GHSA playoffs. And so, Tommy, I kind of want to put you on the spot. I know you're probably not big into prognosticating games. But I do want to put you on the spot. Looking at the 6A bracket, because that's kind of, you know, that's our area of the woods right now with Glenn Academy being so good. There are a lot of people paying attention. How far do you see them getting, and who do you think is the best team that's left?
In 6A?
Yes, sir.
Well, I would probably be remiss if I didn't say I think Valdosta, you've got let's see, who else is in that bracket? Give me the eight teams, okay? Do that for me.
Sure, no problem.
I don't have my brackets in front of
me. All right, sorry about that. Tucker is left. Tucker and Mays on one side of the bracket. Glenn, Northside, Warner Robins, Stevenson, Valdosta, Dalton, and Coffee.
Dalton is really good. Valdosta is really good. Tucker has super talent. Mays, with an interim coach, with a new coach, is really good. They were there a year ago. Who's on the right-hand top side, did you say?
You've got Tucker, Mays, Glenn, Northside, Warner Robins. That's one side of the bracket. The other side, you've got Stevenson, Valdosta, and Dalton and Coffee. All very good teams.
I don't know how bad. I think their top running back got hurt last night. I read that somewhere that he was injured. The Coffee leading rusher got injured last night. That may hurt them. I don't know how bad he's hurt or anything like that. But I will say this, Coffee, even though they're sitting there at 7-5, they have beaten a one seed and they have beaten a two seed. They're a dangerous team. And Robbie Pruitt, who was at Fitzgerald for many years, is a great coach. Valdosta is a really good team. I Glenn has a golden opportunity here if they play well to win it all. But they're going to have to beat some really good teams. Northside is a really, really good football team. And I think the people who go watch the game next Friday night are going to find out that there are going to be a lot of, from this point on, there are going to be a lot of 17-14, a lot of 21-17, 27-24 kind of football games.
Absolutely. Actually, I've been echoing that all across this area as well. So, took words right out of my mouth.
All right, Mr. Palmer, how about this? Who's the team left that may be kind of not really getting, maybe getting a little bit overlooked regardless of classification right now? Is there anybody kind of a sleeper team? Obviously, Coffee has an opportunity to be that team, but what about in some of the lower classifications, single A, double A?
Well, in double A, everybody's talking about Benedictine, but I think the dark horse team in double A might be Raven County. They've been one of the best kept secrets in the entire time, and they could be somebody dangerous. I think McIntosh County Academy's got a great chance. Calvary Day out of Savannah, they lost their quarterback, and they have ended up unbeaten. They beat Savannah Christian Prep for the second time in 3 weeks. So, those are some pretty good football teams that have been kept quiet, but I really think if Pierce plays their game coming up this week, they've got a chance to continue to go really good. I just like their offense, and their quarterback is a really, really good quarterback, Stetson Bennett IV, who probably has the coolest quarterback name ever in high school football, but he's throwing it all over the place, and they beat a really good Bremen team last night. But, boy, they've got an assignment this week with Crisp and Cordell. The only difference is, neither team has been one of those traditional powers that have gone deep in the playoffs. It's been a long time for Crisp, and I think Pierce was eliminated last year. But I think they've got a chance to really surprise some people. And those would be my surprises.
Gotcha.
Tommy, we appreciate the insight once again. Georgia high school football legend Tommy Palmer joining us here on The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Tommy, thank you for coming on, and thank you for taking the time with us. We appreciate it.
Sure, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explorer with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. Glenn Academy avenges the loss to Alatoona from last season in the title game, and they do it impressively. 47-7 the final. The Terriers had the Bucks on a running clock in the fourth quarter. Glenn will get the Northside Warner Robins Eagles next week at home between the bricks, the winner locking up a spot in the Final Four. Over in Darien, MCA advances to the Elite Eight with a hard-fought win over Lincoln County, 14-7. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Welcome back to the game here on WBQO 93.7, brought to you by Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Drayton Hogarth, along with Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by I-95 Toyota and the Emerald Princess. And we're about to delve into a dangerous place, folks. We're going to delve into the mind of Jason Bishop.
And here we go. Tony Romo will be the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns next season. If Alabama loses to Auburn, they will still be ranked number one. Louisville, the Chick-fil-A Bowl awaits. Can anyone tell me how a three-loss USC team is ranked ahead of a one-loss West Virginia? Oh, that's right. It's USC. Braves front office said 2 years ago they would be competing for playoffs this season. I said at the beginning of the season, Georgia would finish either 7-5 or 8-4. Guess what Georgia is going to finish? 7-5 or 8-4. Cam Newton, stop dancing. You are 4-6. The Braves may acquire Brian McCann, Chris Sale, and Jose Bautista. What happened to developing their own players? The College Football Playoff Committee will never root harder for a team than Michigan when they play Ohio State. You have to give the Jacksonville Jaguars credit. They are the most consistent franchise in the NFL, and these are my thoughts.
Most of it I can agree with. The Braves stuff, if you want to get into that a little bit, the Braves went from like third youngest team in baseball to like the sixth oldest team in baseball now with the signings of Bartolo Colon and R.A. Dickey. I'm not sure exactly what those are. I guess it's just innings fillers to kind of hopefully save the bullpen. I hope that doesn't mean they're going to be moving to Tehran or something like that, but I don't know, man. I don't really agree with those signings, but it is what it is, I guess.
I don't really think they know what they're doing.
Yeah. And I don't know if Chris Sale is really the right guy to go with. He's kind of a head case himself, honestly. I mean, He's not getting the jersey he wants to wear, so he's going to cut up everybody's jerseys. I mean, come on, dude.
That's how things should work in the world. Like, if you want a jersey and someone else is wearing your jersey, you just cut it up. I mean, and essentially, that's actually not what happened. What happened in that situation is it was his day to pitch, and it is a modern, unwritten rule in baseball forever that you wear the uniforms. The team wears uniforms that the pitcher that pitches that day wants the team to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And so Chris Sale had already picked the uniforms that he wanted to wear, but then the White Sox had worked out an apparel deal with somebody, and they made some jerseys.
Yeah. And he went and cut them up. I don't know. They'll figure it out, I guess. I mean, moving into the new stadium, is that going to – I don't necessarily know that Bartolo Colon and – Ari Dickey are going to really move the meter on in that situation, but we'll see.
I would say that we would do high school college football. That makes a lot of sense. College football picks, but we don't have enough time this segment. Plus, on the other side of the break, we do have Steve Waters, the Glenn County Athletic Director, joining us. We'll talk a little more Glenn Academy football, and we'll also address a couple things that's going on over at the Brunswick High situation. They are looking for a new coach, and we'll touch on those things as well. That's in a couple of minutes. So, yeah, right after the break.
The Glenn Academy Red Terriers are poised for another state title run, and if you are a Red Terrier fan, then you should be at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's Sunday nights at 6 for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo, hosted by Drayton Hogarth. Coach Hidalgo breaks down every key moment of every big game, Sunday nights, 6 p.m., Mellow Mushroom, and listen to the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Terriers!
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsley, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
We got your game, we got your game, we got your game, got your game, we got your game, we got your game.
Come join us for all our Vegas style fun and thrills. Cruising is not just for Friday and Saturday nights. Introducing Sunday Funday, where you get all the fun for free. That's right, cruise for free aboard the Emerald Princess Casino every Sunday until the end of October.
Old Mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. This segment brought to you by Port City Paint and Body, Coastal Pines Technical College as well. And joining us on the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is the Glenn County Athletic Director, Steve Waters. Coach, thanks for taking the time to come on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and looking forward to talking to you guys. Big night last night in high school football, and the Glenn Academy advancing, and a couple other Southeast Georgia teams. So fun to see these teams advance to the quarterfinals.
Yeah, and as you already know, you know, last week you were going to come on with us, and then you had a phone incident where you dropped your phone and shattered that guy, and so you were unable to get your call in. So just to let our listeners know, you didn't dodge us. Your phone was a victim to gravity.
Yeah. Verizon came through with another one fairly quickly, but unfortunately I was out for a few hours and was kind of wheeling and dealing with my daughter's phone and my wife's phone to try to catch up on things. But yeah, it's amazing how dependent we are on cell phones these days. And I definitely had a little accident last Saturday morning, and sometimes they're not shatterproof. Anyway, glad to have one back. I'm glad to be talking to you guys today.
Well, Coach, let's start with that big Glenn Academy win last night. I know a lot of the former players that were seniors last year were on the sideline last night. So for those guys and for the guys that played in the championship game last year and for the coaching staff that was there, and even for you, how gratifying was that win last night?
Yeah, it was really gratifying. I was pretty nervous yesterday about the game, you know, just because there was so much emotion going into it. And you never know how high school kids are going to react to emotion like that. And, you know, it was a game that a lot of people were saying, you know, it's not personal, it's not a rematch, but it was. And, you know, you got to call it like you see it. And, you know, for the Glenn Academy Red Terrier fan base and those kids, and like you said, the seniors that lost in the state championship game, it was personal. And it was very gratifying to see our kids show up and play with so much energy. And, you know, and the kids that were on the sidelines, the Garrison Herds and kids like that that were over there watching the game, they were into it just like, you know, they were still playing. So it was really cool to see. And I don't think anybody expected that outcome. I think a lot of people were thinking maybe a 21-14 or 21-17 type game, but for Glenn to put it on them like that was, I think, even sweeter for the Red Terriers, and certainly a measure of revenge. I think everybody knows what happened last year, and so I think it was very gratifying to see us get through this second round and now take home probably one of the top three teams in the state.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we have another home game this week with Northside Warner Robins headed in, and a potential, if we can win that one, potential game the following week, depending on the coin toss, right? How much do these home playoff games mean as a boost to the athletic budget?
Yeah, it means a lot. And, you know, for the average fan that doesn't know really how we do things, you know, when Glenn Academy benefits, it benefits everybody. Because we basically take the funds that we earn off of football and put them into our general budget, which goes to Brunswick High, into our four middle schools, as well as Glenn Academy. So it benefits our entire school system when one school does really well, whether it's Glenn or Brunswick. You know, when Brunswick made their basketball run, it benefited Glenn Academy. If Glenn Academy makes their football run, it benefits Brunswick. So it does a lot for our athletic department as a whole. But, you know, what it really does is it supports those teams that don't have a lot of revenue, you know, your tennises and your cross countries and your wrestlings that don't make a lot of money, but it costs a lot of money to send those kids places and on buses and pay for meals and things like that. So it really helps us. And last night, you know, if you looked at the Glenn Academy home side, it was pretty full over there. We had about 5,000 people on the home side. So it was, you know, I haven't counted the money yet, but I know it was a good night for us financially, and we're thankful for that. We're thankful for the community that comes out and supports these kids and gives back. There's not a better cause than to give to high school athletics. I know you can go watch a movie, but it's $11 to go to a movie now, and you can pay the same price and come watch a championship-level football game. And so we encourage all the fans to come out again this week and really watch probably two of the best three teams square off. So it's going to be a great matchup, and can't wait to see how many folks come to the stadium on Friday night. I know everybody's going to be full and have a lot of turkey in their belly, but that'll give them a chance to get out of the house and watch some football.
Glenn County Athletic Director Steve Waters joining us on the Bishop Media Sports Network via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Okay, just shifting gears a little bit here, Coach. Obviously, you on the Glenn Academy side, everything's rolling. Everything's kind of moving right along. You got a little bit of some rebuilding to do over on the Brunswick High side. So let's start with Coach Larry Harold. Of course, the last 2 years haven't been what I think most folks expected for that program. What was the point that it was decided that it was time to move on?
You know, that's a good question. I haven't really even thought about that. But, you know, I would say certainly, you know, towards the last 2 weeks of the season, a lot of thought went into it. I know Coach Harold and I met with about 2 weeks left in the season, and that was probably the point if you had to look at something where, you know, we wanted to sit down and discuss the vision of the program and, you know, some of the things that you know, just to be frank, you know, we were disappointed in, and, you know, we had a very honest conversation, and we knew there were still two games left to play and a lot to play for, so we didn't want to get too deep into it. But, you know, that was probably the point where we sat down and started thinking about things really seriously. So I would say somewhere between that Bradwell and Richmond Hill game. But, you know, as you said, it's never a fun thing, you know, when you go through situations like this.
No, it's not.
It's a gut check for everybody, and it's a time for us to unite, a time to rebuild the Pirate fan base and the Pirate Booster Club and the Pirate football team, and we're going to do that. We're gonna find a great coach. I'm very confident in that, and the process has started, and we're going to take our time and make sure we get the right guy. There's no timetable on it, but I feel very, very confident that we're going to find the guy to lead the Brunswick High Pirates back to where they are used to being, which is in the state playoffs each and every year.
Mm-hmm. And is there already a couple of candidates in mind already? And also, will there be any sort of limitations on who the next coach will be?
Well, there's obviously some folks that, you know, their resumes speak for themselves, and most of those guys are still coaching. So,
mm-hmm. Right.
You know, we really haven't reached out to them. I feel like out of courtesy to them and their programs, I don't want to be a distraction. So we've kind of agreed not to contact anybody until, you know, their playoff runs are over. But there are a couple targets in mind that I will strongly go after. But, you know, at the same time, we're open to anyone's resume and application, and we've already got, I think, three applications of coaches that have won state championships, one in Florida and one in South Carolina and one here in Georgia. So we hadn't even posted the job as of Wednesday morning. We posted the job, and as of then, we had over 20 applications. So it's you know, it's not a job that people look at and say, oh, that's a bad job, because if you walk in the hallways at Brunswick High, there's athletes everywhere, and you can win here. And it's great, you know, as we all know, it's a great community to live in and raise your family in. So there's a lot of positives that come with the job, and we got to take our time to be sure we find the right fit for Brunswick High. And, you know, that's my job. You know, Mr. Howard Mann, our superintendent, has given me the vote of confidence to move forward with this search process. And, you know, this will be the first time I've really had a full say-so in the search process. So, you know, it's a hire that I will take very personally. And, you know, as far as my career goes, and something that I want to be able to look back on and say that was a great hire that we made. And, you know, as far as limitations, I don't think there are any limitations. I think we go find the best coach. And, you know, regardless of age, color, or, you know, anything else, there's no limitations. My only, you know, thought in the back of my mind is we're going to find someone that's proven. And that's easier said than done sometimes, but, you know, we want to find someone that's proven they can win on a big-time high school level. And so that's kind of where we're looking at right now, but just ready to get going with it. And hopefully by Christmas time we'll have someone in mind and be ready to move forward at the first of the year and make a hire.
Good to hear.
The Glenn County Athletic Director, Steve Waters, joining us here on The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Coach, thank you for taking the time and coming on on a Saturday morning after a huge win from the previous Friday night. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You guys take care.
You too, Coach. Thank you.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
It's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Boy, have we had a show. I think we started. Yes, the button push. I think we started the show like the first 6 minutes. We weren't even on the air. We don't know why, but that just kind of happened. And then there was a portion of the show where I was talking and my microphone wasn't on because I had actually turned it off to talk to Tommy Palmer during the break. Which that didn't even happen. It's just been a crazy show, man. Okay, look. Hey, we're on Facebook Live. I've meant to mention that throughout the show, and because of the craziness, I haven't. But I'm doing it now to make amends. So Facebook Live at my Facebook, that's Jason Bishop. I think Drayton Hogarth's tagged to that. WBQO's tagged to that. Bishop Media Sports Network's tagged to that.
The Game.
The Game is tagged to that. So you can probably find us somewhere on Facebook. And we do this every week. We'll put ourselves on Facebook Live. Because we're pretty, and we'll do the radio show. This segment brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill and Bruce Kennedy Tire. Joining us today on the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline, Steve Waters and Tommy Palmer. Okay, so here we go. College football playoff. That's what we're going to do. Drayton decided in the break. We had to make a choice. We're either going to make college football picks, or we're going to talk about the college football playoff. Drayton made an executive decision.
Right. Yeah, right now, the top four teams in the college football playoff rankings are Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, and Clemson. That would be your top four if it ended today.
Which it won't.
Which it won't, because Ohio State still has to play Michigan. Clemson still has the ACC title game. I think the only team you can really comfortably put into the Final Four right now is Alabama. I mean, no question whatsoever. They have been the most dominant and look to finish up strong as well with a win over a good Auburn team and a win over a SEC East team. I won't say either any of those are good, but they've written their resume. They're good to go. Louisville had it all kind of on a platter for them until Thursday night, and they went to Houston and just got drilled by the Houston Cougars. I think Louisville had a shot because, you know, Michigan or Ohio State are going to knock each other off. If Louisville would have been impressive over these last two games, I think they could have made a case, bring the Heisman winner, you know, into the fold. That would be kind of what the public would want to see. Lamar Jackson face a, you know, beast of a defense in Alabama, see what happens. I guess we saw what happens when he faces a good defense. But I don't know. I'm kind of torn because I don't want to see a two-loss team in, so I'm hoping West Virginia will win their game out today, get a big win, win next week. I'd rather see West Virginia in, honestly, in that four spot than any of these other two-loss teams.
I want to see chaos. I hope that we end up with a three-loss team in the Final Four. That'd be fantastic, to be honest with you. And you know, you were talking about Louisville. The fact of the matter is Louisville wasn't going to get in. It didn't matter if they lost to Houston. Even if they won out and did it impressively, as long as Washington ended up winning the Pac-12, Louisville wasn't going to get in over Washington. Yeah. Because here's why. The committee had already proven that they're willing to do this a couple years ago with TCU and Ohio State. Remember, TCU's in the Big Ten. They don't play a conference championship game, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, and then Ohio State was ranked fifth. TCU was third. Ohio State and somebody else went and played and won their conference championship, and then TCU dropped out from third to fifth, and they were out because those teams played an extra game and won a conference title, where TCU had a conference title but didn't have that extra game.
Yeah.
That's what was going to happen to Louisville, because Clemson's blocking them from going to play for the ACC championship. So if Clemson wins out, Louisville sits at the house. Meanwhile, Washington goes and wins the Pac-12. They play that extra game. Louisville still sit at the house while Washington would have jumped them. Mm-hmm. That's what would have happened. So really, Louisville just did themselves a favor by not having a right to complain at the end of the season when all is said and done. But yeah, I would. I'd love to see Ohio State take down Michigan and open up the box.
Yeah, it very well could happen, because, of course, Michigan just lost their quarterback for the rest of the season. Ohio State likely could have beaten them with their starting quarterback, so it's two very good teams right there. Back to that a couple of years ago, though, but remember, the Big 12 did themselves no favors to TCU or Baylor, because they said, we're not going to declare a champion. You decide who our Big 12 champion is to the BCS committee, and the playoff committee just said, we won't take either one of them then if you're not going to declare a champion.
So if Ohio's okay, so here we go. Ready? Here we go. Okay, so if Ohio State beats Michigan, what that would mean is Ohio State nor Michigan would go play for the Big Ten championship. So they would both be out. I'm assuming maybe Ohio State might sneak in the back door, but the committee has shown us in the past they really value conference champions. So if Ohio State beats Michigan, neither team goes and plays. Instead, you end up with, I believe it would be Wisconsin and Penn State, two lost Big Ten teams playing for the Big Ten championship, and I think the committee would be hard-pressed to take one of those teams who have two losses to put them in over maybe a one-loss West Virginia or
Washington,
who probably is going to end up being a Pac-12 champ.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though, Jason. If you compare the 2 years ago situation to this year, TCU and Baylor aren't Ohio State. That committee will put them in. If Ohio State wins out, I think if Penn State loses a game and Ohio State wins, Ohio State is, you know, win, as long as they win the Big Ten championship game. I think they win, as long as Ohio State wins out, I think they're in, be it like a two or a three seed. I think the committee's going to put them in no matter what, based on strength of schedule, beating an Oklahoma team on the road, who's challenging for their division or conference championship. I think Ohio State is probably in the best position of controlling their own destiny other than Alabama.
And if they do, the committee put in Ohio State, it will be the first time in the history of this little short little time of the playoffs that existed that a team that hasn't won its conference has been in that top four. It's never happened.
Right. That's always been a big, you know, key that they mentioned. Oh, this is a conference champion here. But that doesn't always apply to some of the bigger name, you know, big time reputation programs. Let's say if Auburn would have won last week and they go in and somehow beat Alabama in 2 weeks and win the SEC West and Alabama didn't make the SEC title game, Alabama would have been in the conference playoff the championship playoff no matter what.
What I hope happens is that Ohio State does beat Michigan, and of course Michigan gives them two losses, and they're not a Big Ten champ, and they're pretty much out if that happens. They're not even in the conversation. And then you have this handful of two-loss teams that all would have a gripe to get in, and there'd be spots for them to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see – that's what I want to – to me, that's entertaining.
Yeah.
That is entertaining because none of you deserve to play for a national championship.
Every one of those teams has a great reason, argument to put them in, and a great reason that they shouldn't even be there.
Really, the only but the college football playoff because money drives the train. But at the end of the day, right now, the only team that deserves to win a national championship is Alabama
because
they hadn't lost.
And that's what's so weird about last week. We have all this chaos, all these losses, half the top 10 lost. And it didn't matter because everybody lost so much, they're all right back in the same spot they were this week.
All right, that's going to be the end for us. This has been The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Thanks for tuning in on Facebook Live. We're gone.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
Don't forget $5 Friday. The small price is a big reason to cruise the Emerald Princess on Friday. Just $5 gets you all the Vegas-style thrills you can handle. Yes, $5 Fridays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please join us in our new Calypso Bar and Club every Friday and Saturday night and get things heated up on the dance floor.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.